Board. Hello, everyone. I'm Leslie Cornwell, nurse midwife with Midwifery Business Consultation. I am so excited to have Carolyn Geiger with Ultrasounds for Midwives. She has an extensive background that I'm very excited to have her knowledge today. And Carolyn, if you want to tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, thank you. Well, I've been a midwife now for about 35 years, and I have practiced in two large academic midwifery practices and led those practices. I have been a program director at Georgetown University and then have practiced in community hospitals since then as well. I've now retired from clinical midwifery practice, but retirement doesn't fit me very well. So I've also had the experience of doing ultrasound since the early 1970s and have taught midwives about ultrasound throughout my career and decided now that it was time to teach midwives hands-on ultrasound skills, which is very difficult to get access to. So that's what I'm doing.
You found a need with your unique skill set and you filled it, which is like the core of a business entrepreneur. So I love it, Carolyn.
Thank you.
So what year did you get started with this business and how have you evolved it? Like initially it started and the business model has evolved.
It has. A good friend of mine that I had taught ultrasound to many years ago said, "Carolyn, you have to come and teach my midwives." And so I said, "I'll do that." And I put together a course and went to New Jersey and spent a day giving lectures for the midwives and a day, actually it was a couple of days because there were a couple of practices of midwives that I do hands-on skills scanning. And I do hands-on scanning for a maximum of four midwives at a time. So in that particular case, because there were eight midwives, we did 2 days of hands-on scanning. And we scan patients from normal women up through women who through every trimester of pregnancy, and usually scan somewhere between 15 to 20 midwives, not midwives, 15 to 20
women, yeah.
Women during the course of a day. And by the time they're finished, they feel like they've kind of gotten their feet wet and they're ready now to do a lot more practice and get their skills up. So I finished that and said, well, that worked pretty well. So I decided to do a little business planning here and began to market the course at Midwifery Works and at the ACNM. And I've been dabbling with social media and am learning the ropes in that. And just some word of mouth with midwives, and so I go all over the country to teach midwives in their own practice with their own instrumentation so that they're learning on the machine they're going to use when I leave, and in their own practice so that we have an opportunity to be scanning the women that are typical for who it is that they do see on a regular basis. So it's been an absolute joy. I've gotten to go to quite a number of places and mostly to meet midwives around the country, see what different practices are like, and certainly to enjoy the patients. The patients have such a good time with it because, of course, we spend time talking with them and telling them everything that is going on and what we're learning at the same time that they're there. So it's been a delight, and what a great way to be in retirement. So And
how would you say it's evolved, yeah, with the pandemic and not being able to go on site and travel as much as you used to 6 months ago?
When things hit in March so badly, I had multiple courses lined up for the rest of the year and had to say, we have to put these on hold until a few months go by. And those few months have come and gone, and it's obvious that that's not going to be back real soon. I'm certainly in an age group I don't belong flying on airplanes around the country, and am pretty much abiding by all of the stay-at-home orders. So I was invited to do a virtual course for students in Los Angeles who had lost their clinical practices. And so I did that and said, well, that worked out pretty well. So I approached the directors of midwifery education programs and said, so many students are without their clinical practices now. If they're interested in ultrasound, then I have this course. And so now I have been teaching online. I have my own Zoom platform and teach to the students. And the students have been so excited. And it's a 5-hour course. And I've been teaching it every several weeks, and I've been getting students from around the country, and it's been fun to have students from 4 or 5 programs blended together in a course, and to be able to share with them my knowledge of ultrasound and to share with them what their potential experiences will be, both in ordering and interpreting ultrasound reports that they get, and what their scope of practice can be when they graduate and get some more ultrasound skills than the guidelines by the American Institute of Ultrasound and Medicine for advanced practice providers, which includes nurse midwives, what that scope of practice is with point of care scanning, and the relatively new midwife certification exam through the American Registry of Diagnostic Medical Sonographers.
How would they get a hold of you? Is it on your contact information on the website if they would like to learn about this online course?
I have a website for on Facebook for I have a Facebook site for Ultrasound for Midwives. I also have a website, ultrasoundformidwives.com, that they can get the information, and all of the contact information is there. I haven't added my virtual courses to my website because they kind of took me by surprise, so I need to do
well,
that.
Well, I know they're a sneak peek. It's the people that watch this video know, even though it's not a service on your website at this point, that they know they can contact you for it, so.
Absolutely. And I'm on LinkedIn, and all of my contact information is on all of those places. So
I know with your with your extensive experience, I would love to learn, how did you evolve from working for other places into your own private practice as a business owner? And then what did you like about both sides? I would love to compare for midwives, being an employee versus a business owner, the goods and bads.
Well, it's interesting. I've had my own corporation, which is me. Mm-hmm. And for many years, I did a fair amount of medical legal review and consultation, which I absolutely loved doing. And so I did that through my corporation, and have used that then. Ultrasound for Midwives is just a DBA for the Midwifery Consulting Group. So I was used to having that that background, and running that business and paying taxes and all of those things that go with being self-employed. So it wasn't a big stretch for me to be self-employed. And I love it because I get to make up the rules for how I want for this to go. Having worked in major institutions, big tertiary care institutions, and at Georgetown University, I've done administrative many levels of all of that, and not necessarily all to my own liking. So I have the opportunity with this to say, this is how I envision my business and the scope that I'm interested in doing. So it's very gratifying to be able to say, this is the quality that I want for my product, and not have to have it go through committees and approvals and that kind of thing, and can set my own standards in that particular way. And it's much more nimble working as an individual business owner to be able to do the marketing that I want, to be able to speak with people, tell them from my own experience what it is that I'm doing and what the how I'm going to do it. I periodically meet with someone who says, well, I want a course that does just this and nothing else. And I'm able to say, well, let's see how we can work on that. But my own standard is, this is my bottom line. And I've turned down some business that I thought was not well thought through and didn't really meet the standards that I feel like I represent with ultrasound scanning and what's appropriate for midwives and certified nurse midwives and certified midwives. And I've had several of each, plenty of each. So
it sounds like you can set your mission and you can customize your needs because you don't have a manager to go to. You don't have to say, well, let me talk to my boss a second and see if we can do that. You are your boss.
Absolutely. I am my boss. I frequently say, I ask everybody in the room, what do you think? And we have the same opinion. So, and because I do have a lot of experience in, both midwifery as well as ultrasound, now I kind of have a very clear idea about what my standard should be. And so it feels very comfortable to live in that zone and be able to say, no, this is really where it belongs. And it's so easy to deal with people who say, what should we be doing? This is new for us and we need to know what we should be doing. And it's very exciting to be able to lead people into what their appropriate scope of practice really should be and how much education they need, how much experience they need, and then encourage them that in fact they're on the right track and doing just what they should be doing. And
well, I think it's changing midwifery in a larger scale. When you're employed by someone, you're great at supporting labor and that one patient in front of you. But I found being a business owner, you can serve nationally, internationally, you can support women to the masses because now you're now educating the next generation of midwifery students and midwives wanting to expand their skills. So I think being a business owner, you get the potential of midwifing a larger mass of your original cause.
And that's, it feels like that. It's like I'm midwifing the midwives now. And and the student midwives are so excited about having this new information and looking forward to being able to use it every day in their clinical practice as they order order ultrasound exams, be able to interpret the scans that they get back, ask the right questions in caring for their patients, understanding where they need to get referral and consultation is very, very helpful. And then again, to look forward to what, how can they expand their practice once they are actually in practice and want to get more education and be able to do the scanning themselves. And there's so much more scanning being done at the bedside now. It's really exciting. Yeah. Got these tiny little machines that you can use.
Yep, the handheld ones are amazing.
Little handheld ones, they're amazing. They're the size of my telephone. And it's just, it's awesome. And you can do tremendous work with it and be able to meet standards of care with either a laptop type of ultrasound machine, or there's a fair amount that you can do now with these handheld machines as well. And so it's important to understand how it all fits in to doing quality practice and what the limitations are on it.
It's taking that art of ancient holistic midwifery and merging it with modern medicine and giving that personalized and keeping a balance the best we can, that we want safe care, but now you can do it versus you send them to the radiology tech that's just going to go through the motions. You can teach them. This is a great opportunity to be one-on-one. Like, I see so many amazing benefits to it.
It's awesome because the midwives get to care for their own patient. It's always broken my heart to have someone come back from an ultrasound visit terrified because they had a technologist who would tell them nothing, and they just feared for the worst, that things were really wrong and didn't understand what was going on. And when I can do the scan myself, talk to them as we go along, say, this is what's happening for you. This is what I'm concerned about. This is what I see. Isn't this a fun thing to watch the baby sucking and swallowing and moving and doing different things? And it's good news as well as bad news. Sometimes it's a matter of a fetal demise, but you get to be the person that says to the woman, I'm deeply sorry. This is not working out. I don't see a heartbeat, and be there to be the person to give her the first hug and to support her with this, to me is the ultimate in midwifery, as well as being able to share the joys of seeing a brand new early pregnancy with that little tiny fetal pole just jumping around. It's like, how can they be so active when they're so brand new? Yeah. So it's that full scope and being the person that is giving information, but getting information as well, hands-on right there with the patient, instead of having to send them off to make an appointment to go see somebody to finally get a report back. And then you sit down with them. And I personally don't think you can possibly have quite as much information as you do when you've been there, the one watching the screen, seeing the patient, and knowing her history as well as you do.
Oh, the responses of just looking at different areas. Like, if they have a family history of cardiac things, you can watch her face. Like, what did you say? Like, the emotional aspect, that's what I found with hospital-based practice versus out of hospital. We get the next level of assessing women that hospital practices, where they come to the office, you don't see those home visits, those, that big family dynamics. Like, there's, I agree. Every time we can do a direct procedure or do a direct care in our office directly, you get a next level of a better assessment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And like, it's just intangible, the amount of knowledge you have about this woman, who she is as a person, as well as what her clinical history and such is, and where she is in the course of her obstetric or gynecologic journey as well. So it truly is a skill that belongs in the hands of midwives. I'm looking forward to the day that we have it as a part of our core competencies. We keep packing things into programs and making it more difficult for the programs to manage. But I think this is one of the next things that really needs to happen.
I am on the same page about the business side. So,
yeah, absolutely. They need the business information as well, a lot.
Yeah.
Because we go out there having not a clue.
Well, even just negotiating for a contract with an employer or knowing your terms, or there's just so much in a business side. Even if you're like, I never want to run my business, Leslie, this is great information. You still need a business sense, because to create a win-win negotiating tool, you have to understand how their perspective. If you're like, I want a light, cushy day in the office, but you don't understand there's a productivity in the backdrops, you're not going to do good negotiating.
I'm going to get there. That's right. I used to teach professional issues, and teaching things like contract negotiation and understanding RVUs and things like, that productivity that is so critical. We would all like to have an hour with each patient, but if you do that, you won't have a business.
Yeah.
And
that's where I've been finding the niche of hybriding, where you create passive incomes in the background, you create other streams of income. So now your business model the numbers are still important, especially if you investors and everything, but your core mission can now be a higher push. I found this unique way of getting rental properties, getting other passive income. So now you can wonderful. Do what you love. So we'll change the next generation. You'll help me, Carolyn.
Yeah. I mean, one thing I haven't mentioned at all is that being able to perform ultrasound exams means that you have a new revenue stream.
Exactly. That was going to be our next talk. Yep. The money side of ultrasounds.
You're able to bill for that, and it makes more money for your practice, whether you're in a birth center and, this is just pure money coming in, or if you're in a large tertiary care center where you have to be able to show that you're making enough money to be worthwhile, to be viable there. And so often midwives are generating a lot of income, but they're not able to
get credit for it.
And they really don't know how to do that, or what additional revenue streams would be. Just doing things I learned for myself, and when I was in clinical practice, was doing things like interpreting my own non-stress tests and doing my own biophysical profiles and such, and billing for them, made real money. Mm-hmm. And counted a lot toward showing the credibility and productivity of the midwives and why we were valuable to be there. So our value comes in many ways. And I think a lot of it is that way that we work with women is incredibly valuable. But it's hard to put a price tag on. But when we're doing an ultrasound scan and billing for it, that comes to the bottom line. Cha-ching.
Yeah. And I think a lot of practices, hospital and private, they love to do the OB side, but when you look at insurance RVU ratio, you have to have a section of procedures and GYN, especially if you're private. Like I stress when we look at business plans, 20-30% of your practice has to have some sort of ancillary funds coming in, whether it's a gift shop in your birth center, you have other practices that you're affiliating with, something, because if you're going to bill insurance and you're doing OB side, it's not the numbers don't add up, but you have to, like, that's the ultrasound is a perfect procedure to add to your birth center. That's a great revenue additional stream.
Right. And I've had a number of birth centers that I've gone to teach with. And I think they're very wise in adding this. It's such a complimentary procedure. Mm-hmm. And as far as management of the patient and such, and you really don't want to be sending your patient out of the birth center to other
facilities or make the complicated process. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it's competitive. You get the information right away and you get paid for it as well. You can't beat that combination.
Nationwide, are you finding out reimbursement? Is there any states that are a barrier? Do you know much on that side? Like, I know you're training and teaching, but do you get much response from the practices later on how successful they're getting?
I do. And actually, for the most part, they're very successful in being able to bill for their ultrasound. It tends to depend on the insurance company. Yeah. There are a few insurance companies that are really resistant. It also depends somewhat on the state regs, but we do have Medicaid and Medicare reimbursement on these, which helps to influence the insurance companies as well in what their billing practices are. And so overall, they're successful in doing the billing. Yes.
That's amazing to hear, because that's the biggest thing is like, I love this service, but now if my families have cash when I could have sent them to the hospital to do it, we haven't gained any big strides. So,
right. Yeah. Right. So it does tend to work out.
Okay. Excellent.
And a lot of, particularly in hospitals, midwives haven't thought about what their potential billing opportunities are, and they really need to be paying attention to that, because when the chips are down, then they need to be able to show their revenue.
Yeah, that's by far the most successful practice. I know Joni Slager has been an enormous influence on many midwives, but it's a billing and coding background. I mean, if you know how to play the game and the system, you're going to make a far more profitable midwifery practice. Now you can spend more time with the women. Now you can push that quality because you know how to play the backdrop game. And so, yeah, I mean, it's amazing the certain practices that have made more headway for midwives, even if you're going to work for somebody, understanding that business edge and these values you can create for the organization.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
So is there any other advice, Carolyn, you would give to midwives? We got about a few more minutes. I would love your immense knowledge in the evolving of midwifery. What would you say for 5-minute speech to the midwives out there?
Oh, just embrace this. I think midwifery is just the most amazing profession, and embrace it and learn every way you can to be able to secure your way with midwifery, to be able to continue to practice. And ultrasound, from my corner of the world, ultrasound is a very important way to be able to do that. I think it's the way of the future. When I first started doing ultrasound, albeit many years ago, I remember a physician that I wanted to learn with said, no, this is for doctors only. This is not for nurses. I was a nurse at that point in time. And I thought, just watch me. And
I love it.
Love that kind of motivation. Mm-hmm. Years later, he was coming to teach at a conference that I was giving, and he was called to the operating room for an emergency and sent his slides ahead for me to use and teach the course. And I thought, got around that corner.
And yeah, it's amazing how you've evolved. And I think that's the strong point of midwives, is determination, and no just means watch me.
Right, watch me go. And use the skills that you have the opportunity to use and that work for you. And so this is definitely a skill to be added to practice, but it's a very doable and achievable thing. And I think it's very rewarding, both for the women that you're serving, as well as for yourself and for your business practice.
Perfect. I love the way you said that. Thank you so much, Carolyn, for being on with me today.
Well, thank you. It's been my pleasure. I appreciate it.
Okay. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.